with Anaira.
Hi guys, I'm Anaira and today I'm going to tell you the story of The Princess and the Frog. One fine evening, a young princess went out for a walk in the woods near her home. She never went anywhere without her favorite toy, a bright golden ball. Wherever she walked, she would throw the ball in the air, then catch it. This evening was no exception. She walked far into the woods, throwing the ball and catching it. As she went, after some time, she became tired. In the middle of the woods was a deep, dirty pond. On this evening, though the pond had a wonderful glow in the moonlight, the princess sat down on a bench beside the pond. While she rested on the bench, she continued playing with her ball, throwing it up and catching it. Up and catch, just as she tossed the ball, especially high in the air. A cloud moved across the moon and cut out its light. In the darkness, the princess missed catching the ball on its way down. It bounced off her arm, off the seat, off the bench, and onto the ground. It rolled along the ground, picking up the speed. Faster and faster, the ball rolled, faster than the princess could run after it, until, plop, it splashed into the pond. "Oh dear," the princess cried. "It is so dark, and the pond is so deep and dirty. Now I will never be able to get my ball back. If only I had been more careful with it. I would give all my jewels and fancy clothes, everything I own in this world, if I could undo my foolish mistake." At that moment, a frog, who had been listening to her from just below the surface of the pond, popped his head out of the water. "Hello, princess," the frog asked. "Why all the tears? What business is it of yours?" The princess replied, "You can't possibly help me." "Think again, princess. I can get your ball back for you. And here's the best part. I don't want all your worldly possessions for doing it. I don't want your jewelry. Not one pearl." The frog clicked his fingers and did a sloppy tap dance with his webbed feet. The princess said, "I don't understand. All I ask, dear princess, is that you show me some kindness. Accompany me to the theater, or better still, invite me to the dinner at your palace. Let me lay my tired head on your silk-covered pillows." "What nonsense is this?" the princess thought to herself. "How can a frog come to the palace? He won't be able to travel 10 yards from this pond." But she realized that the frog might be able to find her precious ball. So she did not want to upset him. She said, "All right, bring me my ball and you can visit me whenever you want. We could become good friends," the frog said. "Yes, perhaps we could," said the princess, in order to encourage him to search for her ball. But as the frog dived back into the pond, the princess laughed at his stupidity. Of course, he did rescue her ball from the bottom of the pond. When he placed it in the palm of her hand, she was delighted. So delighted, she couldn't help but give him a kiss on his wet, bony forehead before running all the way home. She was so delighted, she was soon playing with the ball again, throwing it up and catching it. She quickly forgot all about the silly old frog. The next evening, as the princess sat down to the dinner with her father, the king, there was a strange noise. Tap, tap, splash, splash on the marble stair. A moment later, a soft knock sounded on the dining room door. A tiny voice sang out, "Open the door, my princess dear. Open the door, for your true love is here." The princess could not believe it. She ran to the door. And there was the frog. She was amused. But more than that, she was alarmed and frightened. So she slammed the door shut in the frog's face and went back to the dinner table. Sensing her fear, the king asked what the matter was. She explained, "There's a horrible slimy frog at the door. Yesterday, when I dropped my ball in the pond in the woods, he got it back for me. In return, I promised him he could come to dinner at the palace. But of course, I didn't mean it. I never in my wildest dream imagined that he would be able to hop all the way here. Open the door, my princess dear. Open the door, for your true love is here," came the tiny voice again. The king rested both his hands on the young princess's shoulders and said, "If you've made a promise, daughter, you must keep it. This family keeps its promises. Let the frog in." The princess did so. The frog hopped in. He hopped from one end of the long dining room to the other, where the table was. He hopped all the way from one end of the long table to the other, where the princess sat. "Hey princess, do me a favor," he said. "Help me up. Lay a place for me next to you." She didn't want to, but the king threw her a stern fatherly glance. "Push that plate over this away," the frog said after he had gotten good and comfortable on the table beside the princess. As soon as dinner was over, the frog looked at the princess and said, "Okay, dear princess, thanks for the delighted meal. I'm so sleepy now. You must let me rest my tired head on the silky sheets of your bed." And the frog yawned, remembering what her father had said about promises. She had no choice but to lead the frog to her bedroom. In hopped the frog, up hopped the frog, onto her pillow, this time needing no help, and fell fast asleep. When the princess woke up, he was gone. The same thing happened on the second night. First dinner with the princess, then bedtime in the princess's bed. Again, he was gone before dawn the next morning. This also happened on the third night and on the fourth. But on the fourth morning, when she awoke, the princess was astonished to find a handsome prince standing next to her bed. He was gazing at her with the widest, bluest eyes she had ever seen. He told her that a wicked witch had long ago cast a spell upon him, turning him into a frog. The witch had commanded that he stay a frog for all eternity, living in that deep, dirty pond, unless By chance, he met a princess and could persuade her to invite him to her palace, feed him from her very own plate, and let him rest beside her in her very own bed for 3 nights. That cruel spell has been broken, the prince said. You have broken it. All that remains is for you to allow me to take you to the theater, to take your hand once in a while for walks in the woods. All that remains is for you to do me the honor of being my friend and perhaps to fall in love with you. The young princess asked. The prince smiled shyly. Yes, perhaps I could. And this is how a young princess met her true love. Who would have thought that a frog could turn out to be a prince? The end.
Question of the story with Anaira.
The question I'm going to ask you about this story is, what did the princess's father say about promises? The answer is, the princess's father told her that if she made a promise, she must keep it. I'm sure you knew that. Thank you for listening to the story. Bye!
Princess Stories with Anaira.